WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to update us on the presidential race, especially how things look in Ohio, Florida, and Pennsylvania. Morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So what do these latest findings show?
Well, Quinnipiac University did a poll of Florida, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, three swing states, and it showed that in each of them, President Obama was at least 50% and had a lead over Mitt Romney at this point. It was like 11% in Pennsylvania, which was the highest. In Florida, it was 6%. In Ohio, it was 6%. It was interesting in that it was the first poll that showed President Obama at 50% in this whole campaign season, and that is really significant. You know, you have to be at 50% or more in order to have a chance of winning. Now, the poll has a margin of error of 2.8%. And that means, you know, it's still a close race. It's really going to be a very close race. But right at this point, he's in fairly good shape.
Well, what are these? Why these three states? Why are those the ones they looked at?
Well, the reason they grouped these states together is because there's no one has been elected president since 1960 without winning at least two of these three states. These are swing states.
And again, that's Pennsylvania, Ohio.
Florida, and Ohio. And you have to win at least two out of three. I mean, that's been the tradition, you know, at least for since 1960. And so they look at those very closely, and they watch them as a group and individually to see, you know, what the trends are.
So you said the race is still really too close to call. How much change usually happens in these last few months? I mean, do you see a lot of moving around of the numbers?
Well, I think, I mean, in effect, like in Ohio, for example, it's going to be a battle over these 6% who are undecided, who haven't made up their minds yet. And it's going to be all about them. I mean, you know, for the most part, I think the 50% and the 44% are locked in with their candidates. They're not going to change their minds, most of them. But it's going to be a battle on the edges, a battle for that 6% who haven't made up their minds yet.
As you drill down deeper into the poll, I know they asked some other questions. Anything surprise you there?
Well, nothing that was really terribly surprising. I mean, President Obama does much better in Ohio with women voters by about 10 percentage points. Mitt Romney does much better with male voters by about 10%. The president had a small, very small lead, like a 3-point lead among independent voters, which is very important. And he needs to win more of them if he's going to have any chance of taking Ohio.
What about the support in terms of his plans to raise taxes?
Well, there was one very interesting piece of that Quinnipiac poll that showed that they asked if people approved of his idea of raising taxes on households that make over $250,000. And the polling was showing that he was at about 63% support for that in Ohio, which was kind of surprising.
That's not true nationwide, or is it?
Well, I think it's mostly true. I mean, it varies, you know, anywhere from 55% to 65%.
Now, all these folks that came out and you got to the point where the President Obama got to that 50% point in Ohio, that doesn't mean they dislike the Republican John Kasich.
No, oh no. I mean, it showed the same poll had him at a 47% approval rating, which was the highest he's had since he took office. And it's kind of ironic because Ohio's economy, while not in really great shape, is better than the national average by about a percentage point in terms of employment figures. So it would seem almost, if you read the numbers, read between the lines, that they're giving credit to both President Obama and Governor Kasich for this, for the fact that Ohio is doing a little bit better than the national average.
The other big race in Ohio is the U.S. Senate race between Sherrod Brown, the incumbent, and Josh Mandel, the Republican challenger. How's that looking?
Well, the Quinnipiac poll had Brown up by 12 percentage points. You know, that's pretty high. And it would indicate that maybe the millions of dollars in super PAC money that's been spent against Brown is just not having much of an impact.
Howard, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. He joins me each Monday morning at 8:35. You can read his column and blog at WVXU.org.